Welcome back to Where I Long to Be, a Magical Trip Report podcast. I'm your host, Virginia. Before we get started with today's interview, I'm happy to say that I have a new Apple Podcast review. This one comes from CM1122034 and is titled My Favorite Trip Report. This reviewer says, "This is my favorite Trip Report podcast. Virginia does an exceptional job interviewing guests, keeping the conversation engaging while keeping specific, relevant details intact. Some Trip Report podcasts move too quickly through the trip or the opposite, getting too far in the weeds with less important details. Virginia keeps a good pace with guests and encourages exceptional storytelling. She has a real talent for interviewing and bringing out the best in people. Do not pass up this podcast." Thank you so much, CM1122034. I really appreciate that you took the time to submit a review, and I hope that you'll keep listening and maybe be a Trip Report guest yourself one day. If you are enjoying the show, please consider rating or reviewing it on whatever podcast platform you're listening on. It will help others to find the show. And now, let's talk trips. In case you didn't have the opportunity to listen to the pre-trip interview, my guest Molly, who happens to be a travel planner who specializes in Disney, was planning this mother-son trip for her son Sebastian's 11th birthday, March 7th through 11th. They stayed at Disney's Beach Club Resort. And the two things I think you should know about this trip are that Molly let Sebastian choose one magical extra for his birthday, and his choice was the Dolphins in-depth experience over at the Seas in Epcot. And second, that Sebastian's goal for this trip was to ride Tron every day. I think that should be enough to get you caught up. And now, here's Molly. Welcome back, Molly.
Hi. I can't believe it's already time to talk post-trip.
I know. It went too fast, but probably faster for you since you were actually out there enjoying all the magic. Overall, how was it?
It was awesome. We had a blast. We had so much fun. We didn't want to leave.
I can't wait to hear all the details. I was kind of loosely watching on Instagram. I've been so busy that I would catch it popping up every once in a while. but I can't wait to hear about everything. So let's start at the very beginning. You were traveling on March the 7th, and this was a mother-son trip with your son, Sebastian, who was going to be turning 11 while on the trip.
Yes. So,
yeah, a 10-year-old boy did a plane with you. How did that go?
It went well, considering we got up about 2 a.m. to go to the airport.
What time did you go to sleep, though? Because we had talked about that you were going to try to sleep the night before.
I went to bed at 8. My daughter was she's 8 years old, and she was very, didn't want me to go. So she kept kind of, talking to me, and I was like, I gotta go to sleep now. And so she was having trouble falling asleep. So it was like, I tried to go to bed at 8, but probably didn't fall asleep till 10. Mm-hmm. But it was enough because going to Disney, I wasn't gonna sleep well anyway. So it was fine. I knew it was gonna be a long day, and we were too excited to care, honestly. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so our flight was at 5. So we left here probably a little bit before 3, just to make sure we have plenty of time to get to the airport. The airport's not even that far from my house, but I'm very nervous about being late or getting stuck in security or something. So I always leave way more time than I need to. Mm-hmm. And we actually got to the airport before TSA opened. And I didn't know that that was a thing that could happen. But in my small airport, apparently it can.
I just assumed it was open 24 hours a day.
So did I. I've never experienced this before. This is brand new.
I've been there when pre-check has not been open yet. But yes, they've always had at least one lane open.
It was crazy. So there was a line, and I was like, this is weird. And luckily, we were still quite early, so we were probably about 10 people back in the line. It wasn't a big deal. And then there was an even bigger line waiting to check your bags, which I was glad we only had carry-ons, because that line was double the size of the TSA line, and it only got bigger. They didn't open till 3:45-ish that they started letting us actually into the TSA line. Mm-hmm. So everybody was a little panicked, but we made it. It's a very small airport. It's TF Green Airport in Providence. So it's very small, and it didn't take very long once they started letting us through. But my son was getting a little panicked. He's like, are we going to miss our flight? I was like, I'm sure we won't. Like,
does he take after you in that regard where he's yes. like nervous and wants to get there? Okay.
Yes.
Got it.
And he's a very early riser. So like I knew like out of the two of my kids that this was going to be just fine. Like he was mm-hmm. up and ready to go. Like he was like, should I sleep in my clothes? And I was like, I don't think you have to go that far. Like, it's fine. So yeah, so we did great. We got our flight pretty much left on time. I think it left a little bit later than it was supposed to, but it was funny because they said it was a full sold out flight and there was like mm-hmm. a college baseball team on the flight with us. And we were in a three-seater. He was at the window. I was in the middle. And I was like, who is going to sit next to me? And the doors closed. And they were like, we're done boarding. And nobody was next to me. And I was like, oh, awesome. This is like, the trip is getting off on the right foot. Like, I've got nobody right. next to me, like, on a full flight. I don't know how that happened. So somebody missed it. Yeah. So I was like, this is a good sign. We're off to a good start.
So are you somebody who can sleep on a plane? So no. If you, with that little sleep, okay, you're still not even that tired, you're not going to fall asleep.
No. And Sebastian said he was going to try to rest. And like he put his head down a couple of times, but I don't think he slept either. Like I can't sleep on planes. I can't sleep in the car. I can't, like, unless I'm in a bed, I'm just mm-hmm. not sleeping. So I just had to kind of get through.
mm-hmm. Okay. All right. All right. So did you land around 8 o'clock as expected?
Yes. I think we landed like a little bit later than that, maybe like 8:15, but it was pretty, like it was a shorter flight than they expected. So even though we left a little later, it ended up kind of being the same as we expected. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So okay. It was good.
All right. And then you were planning to Uber or Lyft over to Beach Club, which Sebastian had picked. So how did the ride over there go? And what time do you think you were able to drop your bags off?
So the ride went fine. It's always a little bit longer than I think it's going to be in my head. Like I'm like, it's mm-hmm. a half an hour, but it's always a little bit longer than that. And then, you know, depending on where you're staying, it could, you know, be one side of Disney or the other. But
also that puts you there right at right around rush hour, which.
Yeah, we hit a little bit of traffic. And there, I mean, there's always construction in a new place. I feel like whenever I go mm-hmm. that route. So it's like where they're working on it always kind of changes, but mm-hmm. it wasn't too bad, but I could tell that it was like, oh, this is getting rush hour traffic. So we probably got there to the hotel a little bit before 9, maybe around there. We didn't have to wait for bags. So
yeah,
we had just
that makes
done,
a difference.
We had just done carry on. So we just went right out to the lift spot there and we're in Terminal C. So I feel like that's always a little bit quicker to just kind of get right out there. But yeah, so probably like around 9 that we got to the resort, and we, as soon as we got out, the valet guy was right there to grab our stuff for bell services. So he just gave us a tag and he was like, let us know when you're ready for it. And I was like, this is amazing. We were starving though, because we had we ate before we left because I figured nothing was going to be open at the airport and I was right. So we had like a bagel before we left, but like at like 2:30 in the morning, so at this point, it's like, it's lunchtime.
Yeah.
Second breakfast. Yeah. So we went to the like little quick service market and got like some breakfast sandwiches. And again, I don't know if it was that they were really good or that we were so starving or a combination of the two, but they tasted mm-hmm. so good at the time. We were like, this is amazing. So we hung out there and ate breakfast. And then we got on the bus to Animal Kingdom and headed right out to the park.
Now, we talked during the pre-trip that you were planning to purchase Genie Plus every day and do some individual Lightning Lane purchases. But based on the time that you were in the air, how did you navigate that for your arrival day in terms of making Genie Plus selections?
So I purchased Genie Plus when I woke up in the morning, so at like 2 a.m. Mm-hmm. And then I was going to try to do it on the plane with like the Wi-Fi, and I just didn't bother. So once we landed, mm-hmm. I bought Flight of Passage and Tron for late mm-hmm. Tron, and then booked Navi River for as like my first Lightning Lane. So that was like at like 8:15. I just, they were all still available. So luckily that wasn't an issue. So I just purchased the two that I knew and then booked the Genie Plus once we landed. So we were, and then I was kind of hoping to do, I booked Navi River, like whatever was available, but I was hoping to do both of those. I like to do Flight of Passage and that kind of back to back. So I was pushing that one out just to like match up, because we wanted to kind of do that towards the end. We're going to try to stay till closing, but then I was like, it's not even going to be dark. Like, I like to see Pandora like when it gets all lit up at night, but it was like closing at 6 and I was like, it's not even going to be dark. So we kept kind of pushing that one out just to try to like do that at the end of the day. But then I just kind of kept booking, you know, as we, as we went.
Okay. All right. So what time were you arriving there at Animal Kingdom?
So it took the, we had like just missed a bus from Beach Club. So I feel like we had to, that was like probably the longest we ever had to wait for transportation. We probably had to wait a good 15 minutes for another one. So I feel like we kind of got there probably closer to 10 just because of like breakfast and traveling. So it was probably closer to 10 before we got to Animal Kingdom.
All right. Where'd you head first?
So our first order of business was to get Sebastian a birthday button. So we went right to Guest Services. Because I was like, we gotta start this party right now. And then we went right to Expedition Everest. So I think I was able to book that lightning lane like right around 10. So like we booked it and we went straight there. So Sebastian was very excited to do that. That's one of his favorites. And then we came back and did our like, you know, he... One of the things Sebastian wanted to do was get a picture in front of like every like park icon during the trip. So we did Everest and then we came back and did pictures in front of the Tree of Life. And then we headed over to Dinosaur.
Okay.
It was our next ride. It wasn't very busy. Like I feel like, I mean, that ride doesn't always have a super long wait anyway, but we were able to get over there and get through the line pretty quickly. We did that next. And then we were trying for the walk-up waitlist for Nomad Lounge.
Yes, and Sebastian had never been before.
He had never been there. And at first it was like nothing available. But I kept kind of like refreshing and checking back. And then while we were in line for Dinosaur, I was able to get on the waitlist. So it was like, we expect you in like a half hour. And I was like, okay. It was like your table's ready, but the whatever the text is right before that, that's like, we'll be ready for you in 15 minutes happened like right as we were getting off the ride. So we kind of hustled over to make sure we didn't lose our spot. But so then that was our like lunch, third breakfast, first lunch break.
And how did Sebastian like Nomad Lounge?
So he loved the vibe. He like loved hanging out. We sat outside. So that was kind of, you know, kind of what I was hoping for. It's like just like a fun place to kind of hang out. Loved the vibe. Loved the churros.
Yeah.
Did not care for anything else. He did not like the drinks. We tried a couple of the drinks. We got the hibiscus one that you had recommended. Which I really liked. And he did end up drinking half of that one. He liked that one better than the other one I got, which was like the Balinese Breeze, I think was what it was called. We just got a couple of like fruity, you know, non-alcoholic drinks. And then I got the sliders, which are different than the last time I had them. They used to be like Impossible sliders, like the Impossible meat, whatever. And this is like, I think this might have been just like a new menu item, but it was like, I think it was like a more Cuban style. There was like a sauce and like a little like thing on it.
I don't know that they were impossible. I think that they were like a meat of actual, you know, some sort of actual meat, but before they used to taste more like a traditional burger. Right. And now it's a different kind of texture to the meat.
There was like a sauce and I was like, oh, like, because he like loves burgers. So I figured like that was a safer choice. And then I was like, this is a little different. So he didn't like love those. He had a couple bites, but didn't love those. And we got the bread service and he liked one of them and didn't like the other one. So it was just kind of like, that was a miss. One of them was like, it's spicy. And I was like, it's bread. It's not that spicy.
No, but the bread service is a little bit more, I'm going to refer to it as exotic. So it's not your everyday flavors. So I can understand why a kid may not like that. Alex will eat a little bit of it, but he doesn't love every flavor that comes with it. Did you get the hibiscus flower with his drink?
No, because we just got the non-alcoholic one and I completely forgot about the flower until after we got it. But it, like, I mean, I think we still had fun and it was still a great place to sit and like relax. Yeah. And then he like absolutely loved the churros. So I feel like we ended on a good note.
Okay.
And they brought him out like a little, I don't even know what it was. It wasn't really cake. It was like soft inside. So I'm not even really sure what it was, but they brought him out a little like birthday thing with like the happy birthday and chocolate on the plate and stuff. So they took very good care of him.
All right. So what was after Nomad Lounge?
So after Nomad Lounge, we went over and did the safari. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I typically don't do that in the afternoon. I try to do like the early or the late just because of the animals. But it was pretty good at like 2 p.m. It was there. Plenty of animals out. We actually got to see baby Cora, the new elephant baby.
I'm so jealous.
She was so cute. She was kind of hiding behind one of the like baobab trees with the bigger elephants, but like she like kind of came like poking out. I didn't get a good picture in time, but I was like, everybody was freaking out about that. So that was the highlight for sure, was getting to see her. But yeah, like it felt like, you know, we saw all the major ones, the giraffes, the zebras, everybody was out. So I was pleasantly surprised.
Okay.
And then we had some time to kill before our Pandora Lightning Lane. So Sebastian humored me and let me do some of the Wilderness Explorer stops. I was like, can we do that? And he was like, I don't want to do it.
Had you done any chant before?
No. And I was like, so you took your little oath? Yeah, I was like, I want to do it. And he was like, fine, we could do it, Mom. I was like, okay, thank you. So he was a very good sport. And then we did we didn't do all of them, obviously, but we did a couple of the stops and learned some pretty cool facts that I didn't know. So I love that stuff. And nobody ever wants to do it with me. So I was glad that he let me do it this time. But yeah, and then we decided to take a break. He wanted ice cream. So we took a break over in Asia in the like amphitheater area and people kept like walking up and being like, what is this for? Do they do so? And I just like, this is like where I overhear things in Disney and I have to try to keep my mouth shut. And Sebastian's getting embarrassed because I kept being like, well, they used to have a show. And then I was like, and then it used to be Kite Tail. Sebastian's just like shaking his head like, oh my god, you came up to the wrong lady. Yeah,
information than they ever needed. Like,
thank you. But some flotillas came by. We got to wave to Goofy and Pluto and Timon and Rafiki, so we just kind of took a little break there and had a little snack. And then he decided he wanted to do Triceratops spin, which was hilarious because I was like, you never want to do that. But so we went over to Dinoland, did that, and then headed to Pandora for our two lightning lanes at the end of the day. We did those back to back.
Okay. And Animal Kingdom, you said, was closing at around 6 p.m. that day. So what time do you think this was when you were kind of wrapping up your Animal Kingdom time?
So we headed over there a little bit before 5. And I think we ended up leaving the park pretty much after that. And it was about 5:30. So we headed out a little bit before closing time from there.
I don't think we've mentioned it yet during this post-trip interview, but during the pre-trip, we talked about how Sebastian's goal was to ride Tron every single day of the trip. So this is where you're going to start to hear a lot of park hopping, listeners. So did you hop right over to Magic Kingdom after this, or was there anything in between?
Oh, we headed straight there. So we took a bus from Animal Kingdom over to Magic Kingdom. By that time, we were both getting hungry again. And I don't know what it is about Cosmic Rays Cafe, but I cannot avoid that place. I never want to eat there. And I always end up being there at least once per trip. It just ends up being like, we are in this area, everyone's hungry, and we just need something that like everybody likes, like, you know, something easy, simple, mm-hmm. burger, like chicken. Somebody needs to eat or they're going to lose it. And it's like we're always in front of Cosmic Rays Cafe. And this trip is no different. So we stopped there first and got some food. Sebastian needed to eat. So I just got like French fries because I was like, I'm not eating here again. Like French fries doesn't count.
You were protesting.
I don't know. It has like a magnetic pull. I don't know what it is about that place. So we got some food there. And then we had a Space Mountain Lightning Lane before our Tron paid Lightning Lane. So we went on Space Mountain after that. And apparently that might have been Sebastian's last time on Space Mountain. It rattled him pretty good.
Really?
Yeah, he got off and I had a headache. He was like, I don't like that ride anymore. So the true getting older that Space Mountain is no longer fun and is more uncomfortable than fun, because that's how I feel about it. Like I don't mind it. Like I'll go on it, but it's not my favorite. It's pretty much rattles me around too. But
he
didn't like it. And I don't know if it was like he was getting tired. Like this was towards the end of the night. So I don't know if that had something to do with it too, where he had just kind of had enough and like, this is what he was going to take it out on. But he claims that was his last ride on Space Mountain.
Okay. So, I mean, possible. I love Space Mountain for nostalgia purposes because I remember riding it for the first time.
Yes.
But I will say that every time I ride it, it feels like it gets shakier and shakier. Like there are points when it feels like it's going to jump the tracks. I know it's not, but it feels like it's going to. And every time I think, I feel like I'm getting closer to the time when I'm going to go, okay, I'm good on that. All right. So Space Mountain and then Tron.
And then Tron. Number one ride on Tron.
Yeah. So did you keep count the entire trip?
Pretty much. Like we were definitely like, this is going to happen. So we were committed to the Tron thing. So we rode Tron kind of in the middle of the car, and it was as awesome as we remembered. So after that, it was almost fireworks time, and we were not interested in staying. I know I had said, like, maybe we'll stay for the fireworks. I was like, we saw that crowd, and I was like, nope, don't want to stand with these people. And then what I know will happen, the aftermath of trying to get out of there.
Exactly.
So that was more the reason for saying no. Not that we didn't want to see the fireworks, but I was like, we are toast. We were toast.
Yes. And I even wrote in my notes, maybe fireworks, ... will she prove me wrong?
I wanted to, but no, didn't happen.
All right. So you went back to Beach Club and got some well-deserved rest, I'm imagining.
Yes. Okay. We finally got to see our room. We had been gone the whole day. We hadn't seen our room yet. So we walked in and we loved it. Our view was so it was facing the lake. It was a water view room. So it was like, I don't know if you're familiar, but where there's like the volleyball court in the front. It's like it was up in that corner. So if if you're standing on the path looking at the volleyball court, we were like in the top right corner.
Okay, so that's a pretty convenient location for getting out and getting over to Epcot.
It was awesome. And we loved our view. We loved our room. We had, we had one of the good size you can sit on it balconies, because some of those rooms, it's just like you step out and you are outside. And then you have to step back.
Juliet balcony.
Right. Like it's like this kind of a balcony. So I was so excited. And they had, happy birthday Sebastian on the TV. And he was like, he was so excited. He was like, oh my goodness, my name's on the TV. And I was like, yep, happy birthday. So we got our bags and, I tried to kind of get us a little bit settled in before going to bed. But as soon as Sebastian's head hit that pillow, he was out cold. So we were tired. For sure.
So with needing that kind of rest, what time were you up the next morning?
So I was up at 6 and was like, well, I might as well get Genie Plus going. I stayed in bed, but I was awake at 6 on my phone. And Sebastian woke up slightly after that to make sure I was ready to get you know, all the Genie Plus stuff.
Oh, so. Ye of little faith. Okay.
My little mini me. He was like, by the end of the trip, he had downloaded the app onto his iPad and he was ready to help me. Like, he just wanted to be involved. Oh. But so this was his actual birthday, was day two. So we ended up leaving for Magic Kingdom around 7:30.
Okay.
So not quite for early entry, but not too far after. And
time was early entry that morning?
I think it was set, like, I think 7:30. Like, I think it was early for some reason.
Oh, was park opening at 8?
I guess so. Because I had kind of planned in advance, like, oh, like about 8 o'clock would be early entry. And then when I looked in the days right before, I was like, oh, this is early. Okay. But it's fine. Mm-hmm. I don't really like to do that park with a rope drop anyway. Like, how they like put you in like the little holding pens and stuff. It just,
yeah.
I did it once and I was like, this is too much work for not much reward. So I'm not doing this anymore. Right. So we rope dropped Nutella waffles at Sleepy Hollow.
Yes.
So we went straight for breakfast and that was like, both my kids love that place. So that's where we always pretty much end up for breakfast and the Nutella waffle. We get the fruit on the side, so we eat the Nutella waffle and then we have just the fruit we like, because not everybody likes the same fruit. So just FYI, you don't have to get it on there, you can get it on the side. And then after that, I had purchased Seven Dwarfs and Tron, and we got the Tron virtual queue, so those were kind of like later in the morning.
Okay.
So we ended up doing some just like low weight rides back to back. We did Barnstormer, which neither one of us had ever done. So,
okay, what did you think?
I mean, it was, you know, it was a kid coaster. It was very quick.
Yes.
Not something I would wait in line for sure.
I haven't looked at the times though, but I'm like, which one is shorter, Barnstormer or Tron?
Seriously. It's a very short ride, but Tron is still our favorite for sure. But it was cute. And then we did Dumbo because it's right there. And then went over to the teacups and walked on those. We literally we walked over and they were like letting everybody into them. So I was like, this couldn't be easier. And then I like the Little Mermaid ride. So Sebastian let me go. He was like, yeah, we can do that. And I was like, thank you. So we did that. And then it was time for our Seven Dwarfs Lightning Lane. So kind of worked out pretty good. We got a couple of rides in and, you know, then went over there. After that, we had some time before our Tron Lightning Lane. So we did the People Mover, which is, I think, kind of a must do for a lot of people. It's always a good ride to sit down. And the guy that loaded us on was like, I mean, Sebastian was already getting all the like, hey, happy birthday, happy birthday. They're like, you know, all the cast members and people saying happy birthday to him. But the guy on the People Mover was the best one, maybe of the whole trip, but like he did like a guitar solo. It was like, happy birthday, and like did like a whole like thing. And I was like, wow, like you really gave it your all. Like we appreciate that. Like that was perfect. So he was amazing. I forget his name now, but we did give him a cast compliment at the time because he was
good.
Amazing. Good. Totally made our morning. So and then from there we just went over to Tron for ride two. And I think
your virtual queue or was it the individual lightning lane of Tron?
This was the individual lightning lane that we bought. And I think we did front row that time. I was like, if there's not a long line, you can request it. Because like I always get like, if there's like a bunch of people waiting, like we're just going to take what they give us. You know, you get what you get and you don't get upset. But I was like, if there's not a lot of people, like we can ask, you know.
Yeah.
And I mean, they have like the big long line set up for people that are going to ask, but I still always like feel like I don't want to
make
trouble.
It's not making trouble though.
No, it's not.
As long as you know you're going to have to wait for a minute or two, but it's really I've never had to wait very long for a specific car that I've asked for on that or Cosmic Rewind or any of those things.
Yeah, I feel like with Tron you know, when you have to wait in the virtual queue, I feel like it churns people out pretty quick, that ride. You know, Guardians, I feel like you get a lot more downtime, maybe. I don't know. But
yeah,
yeah, we never had to wait very long when we decided to ask. So that was good. Yeah. So that was it for our morning. We ended up, I got some coffee because I was like, okay, I need more coffee now. That was a kind of a running joke with us, is that he wasn't letting me, like, I usually have like at least 2 cups of coffee in the morning, and uh-huh. I'd like have one with breakfast, and then I'd be like, I need another one. And he's like, there's no time. Like, you can't get coffee. So that would like end up being a running joke with us. And I was like, can I please get more coffee? Please. If you want me to last the whole day, I must get more coffee. So he let me get some more coffee.
Are you a Starbucks or a Joffrey's person, or an it doesn't matter, just give me my coffee person?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I do tend to drink more Joffrey's at Disney. Like, if mm-hmm. anywhere else, or, you know, if I'm in front of the Starbucks, I will do the Starbucks. But I just feel like Joffrey's is more readily available, or there's more spots to get it than there is the Starbucks. So
yeah,
I love both. If it's caffeinated, I will drink it.
I hate to say this, but you're gonna need to get Sebastian into coffee to make this work out for you in the future.
I know, right?
Somehow Alex likes coffee, and so whenever I request to stop for coffee, he's totally fine with it as long as he gets something too.
Okay.
I mean, he'll drink just like a normal old iced coffee, like, you know, maybe a little bit of Splenda or something like that to jazz it up a bit. But of course, normally what he gets are things like the Mission to S'mores that's right outside of Space Mountain and Tron.
Dessert coffee.
Dessert coffee all the way. Like, anything that comes with whipped cream and marshmallows on the top.
Yeah, why not?
But I'm
maybe
like,
I'm
whatever.
Doing it wrong. Maybe I'm doing it wrong.
As long as it gets me in the line to get my own coffee, then I'm all good with that. Yep.
All right. We'll work on that for the next trip then, because I definitely going to need more coffee. But yeah, then we were just kind of, we had a lunch reservation. So we were kind of working our way out of the park. We walked through like the Emporium and stuff like that. And actually, as we walked into the Emporium, Sebastian's sunglasses broke. The screw fell out of the arm of his sunglasses. We like were like looking around. I was like, yeah, it's gone. Like, we're not gonna find that tiny little screw in Magic Kingdom. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I could fix them when we get home, but like, those are toast for now. So we ended up buying him new sunglasses in the Emporium, just because, you know, life happens. So he got some new sunglasses out of the deal.
What do they look like? Are they cool?
Yeah, they're like aviator style. Ooh. I was like, you look like, you know, Maverick. You look very Top Gun now. So
I have to ask, because it was his 11th birthday, did they make him look older?
Yes, but I felt like the moment he woke up, he looked older. So it just like confirmed it. I was like, oh no, this little. I mean, he's like as tall as I am. So I'm not that tall, but like, he's as tall as I am.
Yeah, we talked about this in the pre-trip.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, like we're just a little adult. And he acts like a little adult. So,
oh, I'm sure. I'm sure.
My little old man.
All right. I have to ask about this lunch, because this was a surprise lunch that you were taking him to. So when did you choose to reveal where you were taking him for lunch?
So that morning when he woke up, he was like, okay, you can tell me now. Because like, I was going to tell him, and he was like, no, I want it to be a surprise. So he let me tell him that morning where we were going. So I was like, we are going to Steakhouse 71. And he had never heard of it. Mm-hmm. So I had to kind of explain it a little bit. I was like, they are known for their burger, and I know you like burgers, so we're going to check it out. So then he was excited because he was looking forward to the burger. So we walked over there from Magic Kingdom. We used the walking path, and we had some time to kill. Like, we got there maybe like 20 minutes early. Mm-hmm. So we hung out in the lobby of the Contemporary for a bit. They had some of the Easter egg display out. Mm-hmm. So we checked those out. Sebastian rode the escalators up and down like 10 times. I was like, you could just sit on one of these lovely chairs and relax, but he's 11, so he couldn't.
It's his birthday. He could do whatever he wanted.
So I was like, if you want to ride them up and down, you go right ahead. So then we went in and we got the salted brioche rolls.
Mm-hmm. I saw your picture of this. And I had forgotten about the rolls. They looked so good.
I would recommend going just for the rolls, honestly. Like, they were that good that I would go back just for those. Mm-hmm. I mean, the burger was also very good. But those rolls, I could write home about those rolls. They were delicious. So we got those, and we each got the stack burger with some major modifications on Sebastian's part. Like, he basically just got like the burger with cheese and pickles, I think. Like, he's like, hold everything. But he loved it. So, hey, that's fine. I just didn't get onion on it because I am not an onion person. But the pork belly, I didn't love that part of the burger, but everything else was great. Mm-hmm. Okay. And the fries, they're like the Parmesan. They're like waffle fries, but they're like
Parmesan. Oh, yeah. Those are good. Now, during the pre-trip, I was saying that I was like, I feel like they had really good onion rings, but I think it was the waffle fries that I was remembering. Ooh. I was like, there was a side that was really good with the burger, and it must have been those Parmesan fries.
So, yeah, you could get either fries, pasta salad, or like a petite Caesar salad or something. I mean, like, I had to go with fries, but all the stuff on the menu sounded really good. I feel like I've convinced my husband that the next time we go back, we're going to go back there, because he was like, that looked good. I want to try that. And I was like, there was like a turkey club. There was the like steak frites dish. Like, there was so many things on the menu that sounded really yummy. But yeah, we were committed to the burger for this trip. But we, like, again, I think we'll go back and try something else.
And did you check out the photography?
We did. We loved it. So I minored in photography in college. So like, I
did. Okay.
I didn't really do anything with it. I just, like, it was always a hobby that I loved. My grandfather was a photographer, so like, it was always something that was like in my life, I guess. So I've always been a fan of it. That photography setup is so cool. You get to see, like, you know, it's obviously a Steakhouse 71 because, you know, Magic Kingdom opened in 1971. So it's like all the like making of Magic Kingdom, and like Sebastian's like, Mickey Mouse looks weird. I was like, he has had some makeovers in his day.
He's had some work done.
He's had some work. Haven't we all? So like, he was just kind of like, this is weird. But I was like trying to explain some of this stuff to him, and you know, he just thought it was cool, you know, just to see kind of how it used to look. And but yeah, that's a really cool display. If you're into that stuff, it's worth checking out. Even if I feel like you could go check it out, even if you didn't eat there,
because
it's
just for sure,
like, the hallway.
Yeah.
But yeah. And while we're at lunch, we got called for our virtual queue, and we were definitely not going to make it back in time.
Oh no.
But we took the monorail back to Magic Kingdom, through the like loop. And I just brought the receipt up. I was like, might as well ask. Like, what the worst they could say is, no, you can't. So I brought the receipt, and I was like, we were at our dining reservation when our queue got called. You know, is there any way? And they just, like, they barely even looked at it. They were like, just go ahead. Like, they're like, just go. Good. So I was like, whew. Because I mean, we had already ridden it that day, but we were trying for two that day, obviously. But they were very kind, and they were like, it's fine. So that's my advice if you have a dining reservation, always go to the dining reservation and bring your receipt. And maybe if they can, I feel like if they can, they will. Like, nobody wants to, you know, ruin your day on purpose, but.
Right. And especially if you ask nicely and,
yes,
you know.
Be kind for sure. Right.
So that was ride number three on Tron.
That was ride number three.
For anyone who's keeping count at home.
Yes. Please mark that on your tally sheets. That was ride three. And I think because it was virtual queue, I was like, we have to be careful if we, you know, if there's a line, we're not, that's when I started being like, if there's a line, we're not asking for row one. I actually think we rode the back row on this one because they were like, is there a party of two? And we're like, yeah, sure. And then they like put us in the back row, and I was like, oh, is this going to be the, because they have the like standard seats on some of those, but I guess not all the trains have them, which I didn't realize. So we got regular bike style seats. I feel like seats isn't the right word for that. But so I didn't realize that not all of them have that. So I think that's why we got pulled out of the line, because it was one that people that were waiting for those standard like coaster seats were waiting for. So
yeah. Okay.
So that was cool. After that, we pretty much ran to Jungle Cruise because I had stacked so nicely Jungle Cruise, Thunder Mountain, and Tomorrowland Speedway for the rest of the day. And there were like no more Jungle Cruise. Like, I couldn't push it out. There were no more. So it's like, we have to run. So it's like, I know your belly is probably full of cheeseburger, but we have to run to Jungle Cruise. We didn't actually run, but
no, you we walked hustled as quickly as you could without hard. Seeming yeah. like you're breaking into a run.
And when we got to funny. Main Street, the parade was about to start.
Oh no.
So it was like the walkways were still open. I was like, we've got like, we have to like really hustle across the hub because they're going to cut us off if we don't. Right. And we're not going right. to be able to go. We'll have to go all the way around. So poor Sebastian, he was ready to kill me. So we were a little sweaty when we got to the Jungle Cruise queue. But we made it mm-hmm. in plenty of time. I think we had about 10 minutes to spare, but yeah. So we got there and we were a little sweaty. So then I had that, which our skipper was hilarious as always. I think that's another one I always ride for nostalgia. Like it's,
yeah,
it's just a fun one. And then we did Thunder Mountain and we were towards the back of the train and oh boy, I think I nearly crushed my poor child because it throws you around those curves and whew. It was rough back there. And then he, like, we were getting really tired. He was adamant about doing Tomorrowland Speedway. I could never ride that again and it would be too soon. But he was like, I got to do it. And I was like, we don't have to. Like, we can leave if you're ready to leave. And he's like, no, I want to ride it. I was like, all right. Mm-hmm. So we went over there and we rode in separate cars.
Okay.
You know, big enough to ride on his own. Doesn't want mom in there. So we did that and then we headed out of Magic Kingdom after that and went back to the resort.
Okay. What time was this approximately?
This was probably about 4 o'clock-ish.
Oh, okay. All right.
So yeah, we had a good chunk of time at Magic Kingdom that day. Mm-hmm. But he wanted to go swimming, so we wanted to make sure we left some time to go in the pool. I mean, I wish we had a whole day for that, and mm-hmm. that's on me. But
what was the weather like for you?
It was really nice. It was hot. It was sunny and hot. Okay. I mean, again, we're coming from Massachusetts where it's, you know, 40s and 50s. So anything over 70 was probably going to feel hot to us. But it was like probably low 80s
okay.
most of the time we were there. That's good. Like, it was good. It wasn't like too humid or too like unbearably hot. Like we've been in August before and that's surface of the sun hot. So it right. was hot, but not like too bad.
Okay.
So we went back to the resort. We actually went over to Yacht Club and got refillable mugs because they have the Coke Freestyle machine over there.
Mm, and they don't have that at Beach Club.
They don't. They just have the regular mm-hmm. like soda machine. And Sebastian really likes Minute Maid lemonade, but they only have like zero sugar like everywhere. Uh-huh. And he hates that kind. So I was like, well, if we go to the Coke Freestyle, you can get regular lemonade.
They need to put Coke Freestyles everywhere.
Like, I don't see why they wouldn't, especially with the refillable mugs. Like, it just makes sense.
Yeah. I want one in my house.
I know. That was what we said. He was like, they should have this they should have this everywhere. And I was like, they definitely should. He's like, we should get one. I was like,
listen.
Don't know that that's
realistic. If I win the yeah. lottery, I'm not telling anybody, but there will right. be signs. There
will and be one signs. Of the first
signs is a Coke Freestyle machine on my counter.
Understood. Yeah. I love cherry vanilla Coke and like you used mm-hmm. to be able to buy it in cans like a million years ago, but you just can't find that. So that's always what I go for is the cherry vanilla Coke. And Sebastian actually had a sip of my Coke and was like, oh, like he doesn't drink soda. Like he just mm-hmm. doesn't. That was never something he liked. And so this trip, he has changed his tune.
Okay.
The refillable mug has converted him to a soda drinker. So he started trying all the different things. Uh-huh. So we got drinks and we went and got ready to go to the pool. Mm-hmm. So we hung out there for a while and then the sun started going down and we decided we were getting hungry. So we ended up going over to Epcot to get some dinner. We ended up going to the France Pavilion and we got some like ham and cheese on the croissant mm-hmm. from La Halle. I love that spot. It's always a line, but everything's so good.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and we got some, you know, little desserts there too. Like Sebastian got like chocolate croissant and I got the little macaron, the raspberry macaron. It has some kind of like lime filling or something in it too, but it's delicious. Yeah, so after we got some food And then we only rode one ride that night, which was Soarin'. We went all the way over to Soarin'. Mm-hmm. And then we ended up coming back just to find a spot for the fireworks to watch Luminous. Neither one of us had seen it before, so this was our first experience with the new show there.
Mm-hmm. Did you like it?
I loved it. I thought it was really good. I don't want to spoil it because I know it's really new, but the opening song while watching it with my firstborn on his birthday, I was like instant tears.
Oh, I haven't seen it yet, so
I won't tell you what it is. But that first song, I was just like, oh, this is what they're going to do to me, like right out the gates.
Okay.
And we actually were kind of like a row of people back by the railing over by France, like that bridge kind of from International Gateway over to mm-hmm. France. We found a little spot that was like a row back from the railing. And the nice family in front of us, like, let him go up close to the railing. So like I was like standing behind him. So it's just like, you know, like the silhouette of my kid's head with fireworks. And I was just like, like, I'm not going to make it. It was really good. I mean, like, I feel like I'm not a big nighttime spectacular person. Like, I tend to go in the morning and just not make it to the end. Mm-hmm. Or if I do, I find some place where I can sit that's like not ideal viewing. Like, I've watched the Magic Kingdom fireworks from like behind the castle. Like, I don't like being elbow to elbow all tight in for that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So usually I skip it, like, or I'll, you know, like I said, catch it from some place where I don't have to be tight in with everybody. But this was really fun. It was great. Mm-hmm. And we were tired and we didn't want to stand anymore, but it was like, this is great. You know, it was just one of those things on your birthday fireworks. Like you can't beat it.
And that's the benefit of staying at a place like Beach Club, where you knew that even though it was late and you were tired and you didn't want to stand anymore, the minute it was over, it was going to take you, you know, two shakes of a lamb's tail to get over to your room. So
we timed it because I was like, we got to know how long this takes. If we're ever going to do this like nighttime stuff again, this is the perfect place to stay. I don't have to get in this Skyliner line. I don't have to like hustle to the front of the park to find a bus or a mm-hmm. monorail. So we timed it. It was 6 minutes and 40 seconds. And this was end of day, us not walking fast from mm-hmm. security at exit to the front door of the Beach Club.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, you can't beat it. That's perfect.
That's why you are paying what you're paying.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. You are literally less than a 10-minute walk to Epcot. It was perfect. Yeah, so we went back and it was his birthday, so we decided we had to get some birthday ice cream at Beaches and Cream at the window. Mm-hmm. So he got an ice cream and I got a milkshake, and then I barely drank any of it, but then we went to bed. I was like, this is too much. But my daughter, the last time we were there, we had eaten at Beaches and Cream and she had gotten one of the like collectible cups. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to point any fingers or name any names, but somebody put it through the dishwasher and it got destroyed.
Mm.
So I got the milkshake just so I could get her replacement cup mostly. So
Got it. But yes.
It was a souvenir for sure.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, the next day, Saturday, March the 9th, you were heading back to Epcot and you anticipated rope dropping. And I think you were going to try to do Remy's. How did all that go? Did you rope drop?
We did rope drop, but as we were walking up to rope drop, we realized how long the Remy's line already was. So we just ended up getting a lightning lane for that anyway, and decided, because we did virtual queue for Guardians, we got group 9.
Well done.
And yeah, so I was like, maybe we just go straight there. So we ended up, like, you know, we got in the early entry line, which they hold you like around Canada. Mm-hmm. So we got in the park around 8, but they held us there till about 8:30. And then we just walked to Guardians, and I think we're the first train out of the station, honestly. Like, we walked through the queue. There was no one in there. I have never seen it empty in there. We walked right to the, like, that first room that you go in for the pre-show, and mm-hmm. they were just like letting people keep walking in there. They were waiting for enough people to even run the pre-show. So it was like 10, 15 people in that room when they started it.
So did they call a bunch of groups all at the same time?
So I think the first was like 1 to 18, I think. It was like something in the teens. I want to say it was like groups 1 to 18 were the first chunk. Mm-hmm. And we just, we went straight there. So I think we were like some of the first people to even get there to be in it.
I'm thinking, you know, they're always watching, right? But when they know who has gotten what boarding group, do you think, and this is just speculation, listeners, neither of us know anything about this, but do you think that they are monitoring for those people who have the location services turned on at all times for their My Disney Experience app? Do you think they're monitoring how far away from the ride you are so that they know how many groups to call in chunks?
You might be onto something there. I didn't even think of that. But yeah, that might be why. I don't know.
Because that seems like
location services turned on.
Yeah, because that just seems like groups 1 through 18. That's a lot of groups to call at one time, unless you are absolutely certain that a lot of those people are nowhere near getting close to where they're going to need to be to ride.
Or they have that first group open for much longer than they would later in the day, maybe. Like, I don't know. Like, maybe like the first chunk is like for a long time. I think they also just let you through now, at least for that one.
You don't want to call so many groups that everybody shows up and then the line is so long that people get upset.
Right.
Like, you want to have a sense that it's continually moving, even with just the virtual queue.
And that one can get long.
Right. Yeah.
That's a long one to stand in, because I know we've done that before and it's taken over an hour in the virtual queue line. And sometimes even with the Lightning Lane, with how many pre-shows they have in that ride, it can really eat up a chunk of time.
Right.
So we were a little nervous just because we had, a tour scheduled for the morning and we had to be there at 10:15. So I was like, I don't want to run the risk of like being in an hour long line at 9. Mm-hmm. And not being able to get out of there in time, or like the ride going down, or, you know,
yeah,
a million different things. So we were so excited to get on right away. Whatever the time of the pre-shows is, how long it took us in the line. Like, we walked up to the first pre-show and then right onto a car, pretty much. It was just walking with the group of people that had been in the pre-show with us. So
yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah. So after that, we decided we had some time. We weren't sure if we would. So we jumped in line for Test Track without a Lightning Lane. It was like 20 minutes start to finish, which was great. And then we did Journey of Water. We walked through that, which is Sebastian's first time doing that, before our tour was about to start. So we did that and then like kind of grabbed a drink and hung out. We were supposed to meet our tour group outside of the entrance, we're kind of on the side of guest services at 10:15.
Okay.
We walked over there for that.
And tell us how this all went, because for anyone who didn't listen to the pre-trip, Molly and Sebastian were meeting dolphins.
It was amazing. So it's the Dolphins in Depth is the name of the Enchanted Extra that we booked. I allowed Sebastian to pick any of them that he wanted to do. I kind of thought he would pick the lightsaber thing. He wanted to do the dolphin thing. So I was psyched. So it's 8 people. That's the maximum people that can go on the tour. And they take you backstage. You can't take any pictures or footage. They let you tour it's basically the Seas Pavilion, but from a backstage point of view. So where all the aquarium stuff is, you tour the facility. They took us to the kitchen to show us them like prepping all the food for all the different fish. Very strong smell. just as an FYI, if you're sensitive to that. It dissipated quickly. Like, I got used to it very quickly, but like we walked in and I was like, oh, hello. Good morning to you, fish. And then we were able to watch a enrichment session with one of the dolphins. So it's kind of like a training. They they do a series of different things with them. The one we got to witness was matching shapes. So they would like put a shape into the water and then two shapes on either side. One is the same and one is different. Mm-hmm. And then to see if the dolphin would pick the shape that's the same. So I guess they run a series of these types of things with them, you know, all the time. And so it would be like one person doing the test and then another person kind of observing and like kind of saying whether or not they did it correctly. And then they get, you know, a fish if they do it correctly. Mm-hmm. So that was kind of fun to witness, just kind of see how they do all of that, how they like work together with the trainers there. And then they showed us some more stuff and let the dolphins kind of had like recess, basically. They were never forced to participate in any of the stuff that we did. There was always like a big gate open so they could go to the other side of the aquarium. Mm-hmm. But they were very curious about us for sure. So we got little wetsuits to put on. And then they split our group of eight into two groups of four with two trainers. So it was Sebastian and I and another couple. And then there was a family of four that was with the other trainer. So they would call the dolphins one by one to see if they would come over. They would, you know, tell us kind of stuff about their markings, you know, how to kind of tell them apart, stuff.
When they call the dolphins over, like by name, are they like, Skippy, get over here?
Yeah. So it was three dolphins and they each have names. There's Calvin, Malabar, and Rainier. Rainier's the kind of the old man. He was born in the wild. After
the king?
I don't know.
In Monaco?
Or the cherries? I don't know.
Okay.
And then the other two are younger. I believe they were born in captivity. I'm not sure. But they were like you could tell that like Rainier was like, he was kind of the more like older soul. And the other two were definitely more playful, but like, they would call them. I was telling my husband, it was very similar to like when our dog knows you have a treat, like he'll keep sitting for you. Like you've got something, you know, like it was like definitely that energy of like, I'll do it. Yeah. Like let's play, you know, you throw it and I'll get it, you know, kind of that kind of, they were just so, so fun. And like, you could tell that the trainers had like such good relationships with them. Like they knew them inside and out, you know?
Yeah.
But they would kind of show us, we got to pet them. You have to do like a, what they call windshield washer hands, like no scritches, no massaging. You just kind of gently move your hands over them. But then they would do tricks and they would splash everyone. You got absolutely soaked. Like I was laughing at one point when they splashed and I got salt water right in my mouth. And I was like, I should have kept my mouth closed. You get wet. Like you're not swimming with them. You're standing in the water, but you get absolutely soaking wet. Yeah. So they did a bunch of, you know, different tricks with them. Or they, at one point, it was so funny. At one point they were like, oh, everybody go sit down. Cause there was like a little bench in the water and like, everybody go sit down. We've got a shark in the water. And there's a little boy in the family next to us. And they're like, why are you in the water if there's a shark in the water? And then they did some kind of hand signal and it was one of the dolphins like zoomed by like a shark and splashed everybody. So it was like, they just like totally set us up like for getting completely splashed. So we did a lot of that stuff in the water. And then there was the opportunity to have your picture with the dolphin. So we got to pose with Calvin. So the trainer would basically like bring him up, put him like in position, and you would like have to put your arm around him and like hug him in close. And then my other hand was like on his little, I guess, pec fin underneath. And the trainer like set it all up for me. And he was literally like just outside of the line of the camera with like a fish ready to give it to him. So you weren't like alone with the, like, I got a little, you know what I mean? Like you get a little nervous. Like I'm not like afraid of dolphins, but it's like, I've never interacted with one before. And like, I don't know what they're going to do.
I mean,
right,
a wild animal in captivity, but you know.
Right, exactly. So it was just kind of like,
Individually do pictures or they did one with you together or?
We did individual. So basically the amount of people that are in your group is how many pictures you get. So since we had two people, we could get two pictures. So we could have done two of the two of us, or I could have done one with both of us and one of just Sebastian and the dolphin, but we decided to just do each one of us separately. But like the family of four got four. So like they could do mm-hmm. one with each of the kids, one with the whole family, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. So it's up to you, like kind of the configuration. We just had to tell them that in advance so that they knew what we were doing. But yeah, so she said she was the photo pass photographer for the day, but I think she like runs the tour. Like, I don't know. She did a very good job, but mm-hmm. I don't know if that's always her role or not. But yeah, so we just each got a picture with the dolphin and it was so fun and so cool. Sebastian loved it. He did not love wearing the wetsuit. It was a little snug and he didn't like that too much. But once we started interacting with the dolphins, he kind of forgot he was uncomfortable. So
yeah. Okay. All right. Sounds well worth it.
Definitely loved it. It was so fun.
How long did the experience take from start to finish?
A little over 2 hours. So after we did our interactions in the water, they took us back to kind of like a locker room and you could get, you know, showered up and changed. So I think depending on like how long that took, because you have to leave as a group. So depending on how long your group took, it could maybe be a little bit longer than that, but it was about mm-hmm. 2 hours, 15 minutes maybe.
All right. Where did you head to after your encounter?
We were just really hungry.
Yeah.
Because it was a little after lunchtime at that point. So we decided to head back. We wanted to get crepes in France. That was something Sebastian wanted to do. So we kind of had those as an appetizer for lunch. we ate those on the walk back to our resort and we ended up getting quick service at the resort.
What flavor crepes did you choose?
Sebastian got the hazelnut, chocolate hazelnut spread, not TM, Nutella hazelnut crepe. And I got the butter sugar one, which was phenomenal. Mm-hmm. I was like, I've had enough Nutella in the past couple of days. So I just got a butter sugar one. It was really good. Mm-hmm. Just from the little stand right outside Remy's. It was great. Nice.
All right. So lunch was back at the resort, you said?
Yes, we just went and did like the Beach Club Marketplace. We got some sandwiches because we were going to hop over to Magic Kingdom.
Gee, why were you hopping to Magic Kingdom?
For one thing only, and that was Tron, number four.
Okay. All right.
Yep.
Is that so literally the only thing you did in Magic Kingdom that day?
We went to Magic Kingdom, we rode Tron, and we came back to Epcot. Okay. That was it. So yeah, we came back to Epcot because we had Remy's Lightning Lane for that afternoon. I think mm-hmm. maybe like 3. I don't mm-hmm. even remember what time. But yeah, so we made sure that we were back. Actually, I think it was like 4 o'clock that we were back for Remy's. And then we decided to kind of take a stroll through World Showcase. We went the UK Canada direction, but we hadn't gone the other direction from France yet. So mm-hmm. we took that route. And Sebastian really likes Pokemon. So we always like to stop in Japan to this Mitsukoshi store.
Yeah.
Because it has so much cool stuff. Mm-hmm. So he spent some birthday money there. We got himself a hat with Pokemon on it. It's very cool. And we just kind of worked our way to the front of the park. Because we had a Guardians Lightning Lane for that night and we rode Figment, which Sebastian had never done. He'd always said no thank you to riding Figment and really? he actually liked it. So
okay.
I converted, which to be fair, I have a very strong fondness for the original Figment in the 80s. Yes. Like that mm-hmm. was like, I have a stuffed Figment, like Figment was my personality for a while. So like that original ride with the Dreamfinder is like, that's Figment to me. Mm-hmm. So this one is not as much Figment to me, but I, mm-hmm. it's still my guy. So I still got to support him, but I do love Figment. So we did that. Sebastian said, he's like, oh, that was actually kind of fun. And I was like, yes, it is. You should have seen the original ride.
I wonder if it's on YouTube at all.
It is, but the audio is not great. Or at least the one I watched. Like, it's okay. Like, it's from the 80s. Sure. Like, yeah, 80s. Like, we could only do so much with our Betamax camcorders, you know? Mm-hmm. Dating myself there. But yeah, so then we did Guardians, Lightning Lane, and we got your song. We got Everybody Wants to Rule the World. That's nice. Nice. I thought of you.
And I didn't ask you what you got on it the first time you wrote it.
First time we got One Way or Another.
Okay. All right. I love that
one. So I still have a couple songs I haven't gotten. So
really? Okay.
I haven't gotten Disco Inferno. I haven't gotten Iran. I feel like there's another one I haven't gotten. I've gotten Conga, September, and those two. So yeah, I guess so it's just Iran and Disco Inferno, yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm like, how many? I can count, I promise. And so Sebastian has only, he only has to get Disco Inferno. He's gotten all the other ones. So
Okay.
Someday we'll get those, I guess. I'm like, I don't really even, that's probably at the bottom of my favorites, but we'll see. I loved it. Look, mm-hmm. I thought Everybody Wants to Rule is like, it's just like, it. I know it's not a different ride experience, but it does feel different.
The music makes the song. A difference.
Yeah, it really does make a difference. But we had a really good group, and it mm-hmm. it's like, I always like try to sing and then the wind is like going into your mouth so fast. I'm like, I can't actually sing on this ride. It's going too fast, but it was fun. We had a great time. And then we did Journey of Water again at night, because that is mm-hmm. my favorite way to do that experience. It just feels very different, and mm-hmm. I just love it at night. But there were a lot of kids in there at night, so it was, I feel like that was the first time I'd have to kind of like wait for some of the experiences in there, which I guess I've just been lucky the other times I've done it, whereas like I didn't really ever have to like wait to do anything. So
yeah,
there was a lot of people in there that night. And then we did The Seas with Nemo and Friends, just because we wanted to say hi to the dolphins one more time.
So, did they recognize you?
I think they did. I don't know, but I feel like they kept coming over to the window, and I was like, they know us. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with they totally knew it was us, and they were like, hey, guys, how's it going?
Oh, my God. I love it.
That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Okay.
They are our best friends, and they know us, and they will know us forever. And they will, you know, if they ever have to save our lives one day, they'll be like, mm-hmm. we know you from that time that we splashed you.
Can you, after doing this experience, is there anything different about each of them where you were able to be like, oh, that's Calvin?
So they do have like some differences in their dorsal fins. Like some mm-hmm. of them are curved and some of them are more straight, like shark-like. So, mm-hmm. and they showed us like some differences. Like I know Rainier has like some white marks on his, like on his face that I would mm-hmm. recognize that mm-hmm. the other two don't have. The younger ones are a lot more similar.
Okay.
But we definitely were like, that's when we went and looked in the aquarium, like we're like, that's Calvin. Like I know mm-hmm. that's Calvin. Like would I in a couple of months remember everything? Maybe not, which, you know, I want them to recognize me, but I can't recognize them.
Yeah. What kind of friend are you, Molly?
I know. I'm so mean. I can remember your name, but not your face. I'll have to relook at my pictures, and then I'll know Calvin when I see him because I have a picture with him.
Okay.
But yeah, so, and then we were going to head out. I got super turned around because they had changed the construction walls, so you couldn't walk from like the Imagination Pavilion area mm-hmm. to, you know, there's like a way to go to World Showcase through there, but that is now blocked off, or at least was while we were there. Maybe it's different today.
It was not when I was there in February. So,
and it wasn't like that when I was there in December. So I was just like, you know, they, as they've been doing this, there've been pretty clear signage as to which way you need to walk to get to which attraction. And there was just nothing.
No, it's because they're pulling down some of the walls. It's becoming less clear where you go. It almost, to me, it feels like the movie Labyrinth, where she suddenly realizes the labyrinth is changing on her.
So it definitely feels that way. So, I mean, I know they're getting, you know, near completion of that, so hopefully it won't be an issue for too much longer, but we like walked all the way and we're like, oh, we have to turn around. so that was kind of a bummer at the end of the night when we were just like ready to be done. But mm-hmm. We mobile ordered some food from Ale and Compass over at Yacht Club so that we could kind of pick that up as we got back. And we were gonna go for a swim that night, and Sebastian really wanted to, but once I sat down, I was like, I'm not standing back up. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't, my body is not going to do that anymore today. Mm-hmm. So we called it at that point.
All right. So Sunday, March the 10th, you were going to be heading over to Hollywood Studios, and you had mentioned that you thought you would boat over.
Yes.
Did you do that?
We did. We got a bit of a later start. We slept in a little bit, which I was kind of glad that we did.
Did you decide that in advance or it just happened?
No. Okay. No, we like, and every day we kind of pretty much just said, like, when we get up, we'll go. Like, we didn't really have any strict morning plans. Mm-hmm. Again, we're both very early risers, so I wasn't really concerned. But he slept till about 8 o'clock this day, and I just didn't want to wake him. Like, we had been doing so much that I was like, just sleep. We don't have to rush. It's fine. So we got a little bit of a later start than I had planned, but I went down and got us breakfast at the quick service and brought it back up to the room. So we had like some Mickey waffles and some eggs and just kind of hung out for a minute. But then we did take the boat over to Hollywood Studios, which I really like that option. I thought it was great, especially in the morning. It seemed very calm. We had a hilarious, I guess, he wasn't actually driving the boat. Skipper? I don't know. He must moonlight as a Jungle Cruise skipper because he was hilarious. He kept making all these jokes and like nobody was listening. Everybody was talking over him. So he was like, for anyone listening, you get a free glass of ice water at Hollywood Studios at any quick service location. he's like, actually, that's free everywhere. it was just, he kept making these little remarks that, like, if you were listening, were hilarious, but like most people were just talking over him. But yeah, it was a good ride. We ended up booking a Rise, buying a Rise Lightning Lane and booking Slinky for 10:30, I think. So when we got there, we had some time to kill and we walked over to Tower of Terror because Sebastian wanted to get pictures with all the icons. He wanted a picture in front of Tower of Terror. So we took some pictures there and then we walked over and the standby line was at 40 minutes. And he was like, should we just go ride it? And I was like,
wait, for the standby for Tower of Terror was
Tower 40 of Terror was 40
okay.
Minutes.
Okay.
And I was like,
but you had Genie Plus.
We did. But so, we were killing time, so we had like an hour before we were gonna have anything to do anyway. So he's like, should we just ride it? And I was like, I don't want to ride it. So
yeah, we talked.
I chickened out.
Oh no.
I chickened out.
So did he ride it without you?
He rode it without me. And I like this is the first time he's like gone on a ride all by himself. Like I'm talking like went and got in that 40 minute standby queue alone. He doesn't have a phone. He doesn't have any way for me to get in touch with him. And I just sat at the exit waiting for him and frantically refreshing the photo pass to see if the ride photo showed. I was like, if I see the ride photo, I'll know that he's done. And I'm like timing it.
Was he wanting to have that experience of going in by himself, or did you just simply not want to wait in line even though you knew you weren't going to ride at the end? Because they do have a chicken exit.
In retrospect, I probably should have just done that. But we like went up and I was like, is there, you know, single rider or anything? She's like, no, there's not. I was like, all right, well. And I was like, do you want to do that? Like, do you want to go without me? And he was so excited to go by himself and like feel like a big kid and like do all that stuff. So I was like, all right. And I'm like texting my husband. He's like, he's fine. Like, he'll be fine. Yeah. So I was like, all right.
There's only like one way out, Molly. Like, if you're waiting by the end.
It's Disney. So I'm like, he's going to come out with like a whole new family of best friends. Like, I just know my kid. He's not going to like, you know, like, it was fine. So, but I'm just like frantically refreshing the photo pass. We're like, if his photo shows up, then I'll know he's okay. But yeah, he had a blast. He loved it. Mm-hmm. And I, like, it took more than 40 minutes. It took probably about almost an hour for him to come out the exit. But I just hung out in that courtyard, like watching every person, you know, walk through. But yeah, I told him, I was like, I have to leave something to do next time. Like, I can't do everything this trip. So that was my,
that's your cue.
I chickened out.
For future reference though, they do have the chicken exit, which ironically is an elevator. So just prepare yourself. If you do choose to wait in line, they will take you into like an actual elevator and you'll be like, what are you doing?
Hopefully. Yeah. Wait a minute. Are you tricking me?
It does not drop.
I saw a number of small children come out of that ride in tears, and I was like, oh no, good luck mm-hmm. the rest of the day. Yeah. I would like to start a petition to re-nickname that courtyard the chicken courtyard, because it was like all people that didn't want to go on the ride. Me and all the other chickens were just hanging out.
Well, that and the Joffrey's lovers.
And the Joffrey's lovers. So it's a good yes. Joffrey spot for sure.
Yeah.
Got my coffee without anybody harassing me.
The Joffrey's chicken courtyard.
Yes. Brought to you by Joffrey's. Yeah.
I wanted to ask, since you did go to Joffrey's at least once or twice, did they have any special like themed coffees? Because I know when I was there in February, it was like strawberry mocha things because of Valentine's and Heart Month or whatever it is. Was it shamrocky things?
No, they had a lot of like flower garden stuff. So they had one that was like a tea, like an iced tea. It looked like a citrus iced tea one at one of the places I went. And there was another one, which I can't remember what was in it. And I know that a lot of the locations had, in at least in Epcot, had like flower garden themed mm-hmm. drinks. But I always get the same thing. I always just get a vanilla iced latte. Mm-hmm. So I just stuck with my usual. But they did have things you could get. I just did not partake.
I normally get pretty boring coffee orders, like ice cold brews, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
But when in Disney, right. I'm like, oh, okay, a strawberry dipped mocha. I will take that. Thank you. Because calories don't count.
They don't. In Disney. That's fact. That mm-hmm. is a fact.
Yep. All right. So after Tower of Terror, what was next?
So then we moved on to Toy Story Land. I did my best to book things back to back so we didn't have to hop all over the place. I really don't like going from like one side of the park to the other right. for a lightning lane. So we did Slinky Dog, and then we had a little bit of time to kill before Toy Story Mania. Mm-hmm. So we found literally like the smallest square of shade near Woody's lunchbox, and Sebastian sat on the ground playing Pokemon Go while I just hung out and waited for Toy Story Mania. And then we, you know, we're counting down the seconds till we could scan our magic bands for our lightning lane. And we did that. And then we had lunch at Roundup Rodeo Barbecue. So we just had to kind of cut across from the exit over to our lunch.
All right. How was that?
It was really good. Mm-hmm. I loved the atmosphere. It was so fun. Everything's like you're a toy. So instead of like table for two, they're like toy set of two. So like it's just like cute stuff like that. And then they knew it was Sebastian's birthday, so they did like when they brought our desserts, they were like, "Hey, we have an unboxing day." So it's like you're getting your toy, and you're getting unboxed instead of your birthday. And she brought the check. It was the extended warranty. So it's just like cute. Like it was just so cute. And like, I think everybody knows now where like they'll have like when Andy's coming and you have to freeze. Yeah. And then there's just like fun stuff that happens. It was way too much food for the two of us. I feel like a bigger family, it would be probably they bring more food, but like you could ask for as much as you want, and we could barely get through the first round of what they brought. Mm-hmm. It was not cheap either, but as any like character or, you know, special dining is at Disney, it was comparable to that. It wasn't like more than like a character meal would be. But it was good. We liked it. I was pleasantly surprised. I feel like I'd heard a lot of mixed stuff about it, but I really liked it. I thought it was a fun thing. I don't know that pickier eaters would really enjoy it. Like, I know my daughter eats like three things, and she would maybe have eaten the mac and cheese there. Like, I don't, which is kind of why we hadn't tried it till now, is like, I don't know what she would have eaten on that menu. Mm-hmm. So that's something to consider if you're thinking about it. But if you know, I thought the barbecue was good. They had a couple of different sauces to choose from. You know, spicy or classic or sweet. So if, you know, you have a certain flavor barbecue you're into, but the meat was all cooked well and we liked it.
Okay.
It's good.
I'll have to get over there eventually. I still have not made it there yet.
I got, for drink, I got the, I had to get the Molly's frozen iced tea because I was like, it's mine. So it has my name on it. I have to get it.
Yeah.
And that was really good. It was like a Arnold Palmer, but like a slushy.
Okay.
It was really good.
Okay.
Like I could have had three of those. And you could probably put some alcohol in it if you wanted to, but I didn't.
I was going to say, add a little bit of vodka to that. You'll be good to go.
Ready for Rise of the Resistance.
Oh, yeah. All right. Was that where you headed right after that?
So, yeah. So Rise was actually down a good chunk of the day that day. Mm-hmm. So we were keeping our eye on it. We ended up going through there was like a Percy Jackson exhibit over at the like Walt Disney Experience. Is that what it's called? The like
Walt,
inside
Walt
like
Disney Presents.
Presents or yeah, something, whatever that thing is over there. We walked through that and there was like a little Percy Jackson exhibit, which I just watched that show on Disney Plus and I like absolutely loved it. I thought it was really good. So I just pop in and see. I loved it. It was so good.
I didn't see it. I kind of thought that Alex and I would watch it together. And then we were talking and he had already started watching it. So I was like, well, I guess we're not watching that together. but he said it was okay, but he didn't love it. So it didn't compel me to think that I would want to watch it by myself.
To be fair, I never read the books. Mm-hmm. I think I was like outside of the age range for those when they came out. So it's possible that if you are a lover of the book series, that maybe it doesn't hold up as well. But I thought it was really good.
I never read the books. He did. So maybe that made the difference. But I know that we had also enjoyed watching the movie versions together.
Okay.
And so he's probably comparing it also to the movie versions.
It's hard not to. Whatever you experience first, I feel like is always going to be your favorite
part.
So that's fair. So we killed a little time there and then we headed over to Batu. We had a lightning lane for Millennium Falcon, but it was like later. Mm-hmm. And I kept trying to modify. It was so busy at Hollywood Studios this day. I don't know. I think maybe because Rise was down and like all those people that would be in that line were like trying to find something else to do, but it just felt like wall to wall people. It's not a big park to begin with. So it was just, it seemed like I couldn't get lightning lanes earlier. Like things weren't modifying like they would normally. It just seemed very busy. So instead of waiting for our lightning lane, we actually ended up just doing single rider for Millennium Falcon. Mm-hmm. And we ended up on the same ride anyway. So it worked out, but
yeah,
I was just like, it's not worth it.
I'm thinking about it and I'm thinking, you know, if it's people's spring break, and Rise is down, and Rock and Roller Coaster is down for refurbishment.
Right, true.
It doesn't leave that many rides.
Yeah.
So it really makes the ones that are available kind of back up a bit.
Yeah, so. it was crazy. And like in Batu, especially, like I think people were milling around hoping it would come back. So it was like just people soup. So we were like, let's just get out of here. No, it was gross and it was hot. So not very nice soup. So yes, we did that single rider and then we walked over to Rise and they're like, you know, we're kind of deciding if we wanted to just get our money back on because we had purchased the individual lightning lane. So I was like kind of hoping to ride it, but we wanted to kind of move on in our day too. Like that was where we were kind of going to leave it. So I was literally talking to the guest services person next to Rise when she heard like them go, woo. And she's like, that usually means it's back. She's like, do you want to wait a second and see? And I was like, sure. And then she like got like a text or a page or something. And she's like, yep, it just came back. So we were literally like going to get a refund and it came back on. So we just like did a U-turn, went right back and got right on to Rise. So that was good. Because I was like, I feel like there's always in any trip, there's always like the one thing that just doesn't work out. Like there's always something that like goes wrong. And I was like, this is going to be it. Like, we're just not gonna be able to ride this ride.
Yeah.
But then we did. And I was like, okay, well, hopefully it's not something else then. So we rode that. And then I wanted to ride Mickey and Minnie's, but this was another situation where like it wasn't available till like 8 o'clock at night. And we just, we had other plans. So we were like, I guess we're leaving that. And Sebastian didn't care. So it was just me that was like, one more chance. Like, I'm like at the exit, like, maybe it'll come. Maybe it'll pop up for right now. So we left, and we got an ice cream at Gertie's on the way out, and the cast member pixie dusted it to Sebastian. So she was like, happy birthday. This is on Mickey Mouse. And he didn't understand what that meant. Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh, wow, like, thank you so much. And like, you know, I'm like, we walked away and I'm like, I got to do a cast, you know, cast appreciation, cast compliment. And he's like, what does that mean? And I was like, we didn't have to pay for that. And he's like, oh, I was like, she said it was on Mickey Mouse. And he's like, oh, like, it's like, it was like, you could see the realization like come over his face. I was like, it's called getting pixie dusted. Like, have you not heard of that? And he's like, no. And I was like, yeah, like, I'm like, they can make magic happen when they want to, you know, like, you got lucky. And he's like, oh, wow. Like, so then it was like, that ice cream tasted real good after that. You know, like, it was like, okay, like, this is pretty cool. So we went from there. We took the boat again over to Epcot. So we went kind of like the full boat loop, which, you know, not the speediest of travel options, but we were happy to have a little break to sit down. So
yeah,
it was wonderful. So we went over to Epcot. We had one particular task. Sebastian really wanted to get his sister a Remy plush. She loves Ratatouille. It's her comfort movie. So he saw this plush of Remy and was like, I've got to get that for Lyra. So that's what he wanted to do. So we went right over there, got that. And as we were buying that for her, the cast member that was checking us out grabbed a Remy shoulder plush and pixie dusted Sebastian with a Remy shoulder plush. And I was like, oh my goodness. Thank you so much. And I was like, Sebastian, people don't get pixie dusted at all. And like within like 20 minutes of each other, I was like, wow. You just got pixie dusted twice in like a matter of moments. Like, this is
That's amazing.
Crazy. So yeah. He was walking on air. Like, he was just like, oh my goodness, best day ever. So yeah. So wonderful, wonderful experiences with cast members that day for sure. And then we decided to go back to the resort. We walked back to the resort, did some more swimming because we have not done it nearly enough swimming at this resort with an amazing pool. So we took some time to swim.
I didn't ask before, but was he doing the water slide? Did he like the water
Yes.
slide? Okay.
Yes, he liked it. He said that the like where it like connects like hurts his back. Like there's like where the it's like ridges where the water slide connects. So that wasn't super comfortable, but he kept doing it. So it obviously wasn't that bad.
Mm-hmm.
And we did the lazy river for a little while.
Did you try to touch the bottom?
I did not try to touch the bottom. I was glad that I was warned that it was very deep. Some other people definitely jumped in thinking something else. And I was like, oh, yeah, it's really deep in here. The only downside to that pool area is that each area is so separate that I felt like you had to kind of like keep, like, if you wanted to be able to see your stuff, you kind of had to stay in one place or keep moving it. And I can imagine if like you had like a big kid that wanted to do one thing and a little kid who wanted to do another thing, that would make it really difficult to be in two places at once. So,
yeah, I have a little like a locker thing that I bring with me. Have you seen these?
No.
So I got this thing on Amazon and it's like a plastic container that has a combination lock on it and like a cord, like one of those cord things that you can't cut. And it's just big enough really for like two people's cell phones and maybe like a set of keys or something little like that. They may make them bigger than this, but this is, I want to say it's like the size of like a little lunchbox almost. And you strap it to a chair or something. So like in order to take the locker, they would have to tote off the whole beach chair. So
you would notice that. Yeah,
exactly. So a lot of times if I'm going to be at a pool like that where it is very separated, I will bring that with me. Now, if I'm going to be like, let's say at Wilderness Lodge or something where you can pretty much see the whole pool from one spot, I know I'm not going to be sitting on the opposite side for any reason, then I won't use it. But it's kind of just a little peace of mind for if you're in that situation. So
yeah, that would definitely come in handy here. And I did see that near the exit, they did have some lockers that I think you could rent. I didn't really like look if it was free or not, but I was just like, the one time that I brought stuff, I just tried to stay near the chair. And then the other time we went down, I was like, I'm just leaving it all in the room. Like, I don't, like, other than my magic band, I don't need anything.
Yeah.
So it was just kind of like, eh. We
yeah. Just won't bring it. I'll link it in the show notes for anybody who's interested.
Yeah.
It is nice to know that you have your phone there and nobody's going to run off. Right. Because that's really all it is your phone. Like everything right. else, like you said, a magic band you can make a purchase yeah. with. Even if you can go swimming with an Apple Watch these days and you can use True. That to pay for things. So it's really just that phone yeah. capability. So.
Would definitely come in handy here for sure.
All right. What was after the pool?
So after the pool, we decided to go over to Animal Kingdom. Okay. We did all four parks in one day this day. So we went to Animal Kingdom. Sebastian had his eye on a Yeti plush, and he actually had wanted it the last time we were there, our mm-hmm. last trip. Yeah. And then this trip, he was like, oh, I wanted that, but it's, you know, this amount of money or whatever. And I was like, you have birthday money. Like people gave him so much to like go on this trip that I was like, mm-hmm. if that's what you want, like we can go get it. And he's like, I do really want it. So I was like, okay. I'm like, let's go. We'll go ride Everest one more time and then we'll get that.
Uh-huh.
So that's what we did. We went to Animal Kingdom. We rode Everest. We got his Yeti plush. And then the sun was going down, so we kind of got to do our walk through Animal Kingdom with the sun going down, which we kind of had hoped to do the first day. So I just love that park because it was mm-hmm. actually open. It was open till 8 this night. So it ended up being open later this night than the night that we had gone before.
Mm-hmm.
So we walked through the park and then we went to Pandora and like got to see that all lit up. Which mm-hmm. is just fun. And then we got some popcorn on the way out and we were going to head to Magic Kingdom for our last ride.
Say
on
it
Tron.
Together.
Tron. We had to wait quite a bit of time for the bus. So we were waiting with a young gentleman that was trying to get to Magic Kingdom for the fireworks. They were also a little bit, I think the fireworks were at 8:30 this night, mm-hmm. whereas they had been... I feel like all the time started changing while we were there to go later. So they had been at 8 o'clock the night that we were there, the first night, but now they were at 8:30. So this guy was trying to get there in time for the fireworks. It was his birthday. And we were just like, come on, bus. Like we were like, kept like every bus that came around the corner, we're like, is it? No. Like, or we'd be like, Kingdom Animal, you know, like it was like, so we finally got on a bus, but we ended up getting to Magic Kingdom as the fireworks were letting out, which was completely not ideal because now you're like swimming upstream with all these people leaving. But we made our way to Tomorrowland. We were going to try to do Haunted Mansion first and then do Tron last. But because we were so late getting over there, I had to kind of flip-flop our lightning lane so that we did Haunted Mansion after Tron. So we did our final Tron. I'm going to be honest, I started getting emotional at that point because I was like, we did it. We did the Tron every day. And I got an I love you too out of my son. I want that for the record. He did say, I said, I love you. And he said, I love you too. He usually says thanks or yeah or awesome. But he said, I love you too back. So all it took was a trip to Disney World to get it to happen, then I'm willing to do that again. But yeah, so then we went and did Haunted Mansion with a lightning lane. And then we kind of started our slow walk out of the park because this was our, you know, this is our last park day. So nobody wanted to quite leave the exit. Like we kept stopping and looking and then stopping in front of the castle and looking. And but it was late. So we were also like, we gotta go to bed. But yeah, it was probably almost 11 o'clock before we left. So we made a full day out of it for sure.
Yeah. Wow. All right. So Monday, March the 11th, you had a breakfast scheduled for Cape May and then resort time before you had to actually take off back for the airport. So tell us about your breakfast and what you did at the resort.
So yeah, so our breakfast was early. It was at 7:30. So I can't even believe we woke up in time, but we did. And luckily it was just downstairs in our resort, so we didn't have to go far. But it was great. I mean, it was, you know, basic buffet breakfast food. Mm-hmm. So nothing too special there. But the interactions with the characters were great. And I realized, like, we didn't really do any character meets or anything through the trip. So this was really, like, our one, like, one-on-one with characters. And they were so fun. Like, Goofy was, like, joking around. He, like, made up a little handshake with Sebastian. You know, Donald came by. He was, like, surfing with Sebastian, like, doing, like, a little dance. And it was just a lot of fun. Like, it's definitely a party atmosphere. It was, like, a lot of fun. We had a blast. We were really sad when we woke up. So it was, like, good that we had something to look forward to. But, like, that last day is always kind of, like, shrouded in, like, we gotta go. And so there's always that, like, little sad cloud following you around. So yeah, so we, after breakfast, we kind of got packed up and we left our stuff with Bell Services because our flight wasn't until the afternoon. So we did the arcade and we were going to go swimming, but we decided we didn't want to have to like change out of wet bathing suits in like the public bathroom. So we decided to just skip it. So we ended up walking around to Boardwalk Deli for lunch. So we did like the big loop around the lake and then went over there and got some food. We got a grilled cheese and a Reuben sandwich. They were good. It was pretty good. And then we kind of slowly made our way back to get our stuff and head to the airport. And we just started getting really sad because it was such a fun trip and neither one of us wanted to leave, but very, you know, very easy travel. We got a lift back to the airport. Very easy travel day. Like everything went smoothly, which can't ask for much more than that. And that was it. That was the end of our trip.
Oh, I love the fact that you two did this together. A little mother-son adventure. I'm hoping to do the same in June with Alex. So we'll see if it all works out like it's supposed to. When is the next time that Sebastian will be back in Disney World? Because I know that you and he do not always go together. You do some solo trips. And I think you have a trip coming up, a mother-daughter trip.
Yes.
Is that right? So, okay.
Yeah. The only way that we could even do this was if I already had one plan with my daughter, because she was already like, that's tough to watch your brother walk out the door to Disney without you. So so I will be traveling with her in early May. We don't have any other trips on the calendar as of yet, so I don't know when he will be back. And honestly, after the one I have with my daughter, I'm not sure when I'll be back. Like, we've got nothing else planned. I know that we want to try to do Epic Universe, and Universal opens next year. So that is definitely something we're hoping to plan. So will that also turn into a Disney trip? I don't know. I would like to go back, you know, late summer, early fall to Disney this year. I'm hoping to go once Tiana's opens. So I've proposed to my husband that if he doesn't want to join us, I could just take the kids and do that. So we'll see.
All right.
We'll see what happens.
Well, but in the meantime, at least you have the one in May to look forward to.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming on the podcast and for sharing all the details of your adventure. And I can't wait to see all the photos. And I hope that we will get to talk sometime again very soon, maybe for your May trip.
All right. Yeah, it was so wonderful to talk to you. It was a great trip. I'm so glad I, you know, was able to do this with him. And like, it was kind of on this side of his childhood, I felt like it was like, it was a good time to do it. And, you know, I'm glad that we had the opportunity to do so. And it was so fun talking to you about it. I was like, if I could just talk about Disney all the time, I'd be happy. So great to talk to you about all the details. Talk to you anytime.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, then I will definitely take you up on that.
All right. Awesome.
All right. Thank you again, Molly.
Thank you.
Thank you, Molly, for being an amazing Trip Report guest. I enjoyed having you on so much, and listeners, I hope you did too, because this is not the end of Molly's reign. You'll hear her on an upcoming Trip Report as she heads back to Walt Disney World for a mother-daughter trip with her daughter, Lyra. If you are looking for help planning your own trip, whether it's to Disney or Universal property, a cruise on your favorite cruise line, an all-inclusive resort vacation in the Caribbean, or any other destination, Molly is your gal. You will find her website in the show notes, and she would love to hear from you. And with that, another episode is in the books. I hope everyone is having a wonderful week, and whether you have a trip countdown going on or not, you'll keep daydreaming about where you long to be.